Blog Talk Radio.
And here we are, beloved. This is I, Soraya. We shall begin today with a meditation with me. Today, of course, in your time, it is May the 2nd, 2029. Before we begin with this meditation, the intention for today is to know who you are. Are love each and every one of you. And together, we are love as well. And so let us begin. I should like to say a few words more. Quintar was listening to music, and this music was, it is called Cherish the Love You Have. What does this mean? It's to cherish your children, your husband, your lover, your pets, ever it is. Those things, those people that are outside of you. Let us turn this around today. Cherish the love you are. When you cherish the love you are, you cherish everything around you. You encompass all of your children in your pet gardens and everyone. We understand the grief that many of you, and sadness and disappointment in what has surprised you, that has shocked you in your world, in this world. This is the time to understand what this illusion is and the purpose of this. So today we will look at this. The focus, instead of seeing, well, you do see in your illusion the turmoil, the chaos, the division with families and friends because they are in shock that you do not take the vaccine or the injections, and you are in return shocked that they are taking these vaccines or injections. Division. You also are seeing people you love and know and hear about that have ascended. And it brings you sadness. It brings you disappointment. It brings you rage and fear. It brings you into this reality of 3D illusion. Today, rise above this. Do not be in the storm. Be the light eye of the storm. This is what you asked for. This is why you are here. As we speak that you are the beacons of light and love, realize what this means. It means to realize truly that this is meant for you to be and to acknowledge and know this. How else will we all together be able to overturn the dark energies if we are all caught up? We, as part of you, are caught up in the illusion. And why is this? Because you see the light. You see the light of what is to be. The light of pure love and peace and joy only, and not of illusion of 3D. This is part of your ascension package to become awakened, for you are the awakened ones. That is why you feel this division. But now the understanding is to be able to be that in spite of and this 3D illusion. When you step out of 3D illusion, this is only love. It is the way to show you more impactfully what we must do together. Time of transition. This is where you have to mount your horses, so to speak. Have your shield of love and light to go forward and to assist all of your brothers and sisters into the light. Accepting what they believe and knowing this is not the truth. For you know and realize the truth. They also realize they are on their path. And so, yes, there will be sadness on this war, if you want to call it, the love war, the love of light of which you are all on, which you have again have said, yes, you can do it. We can do this. There are enormous ones of us supporting you on this path because we know this is not an easy path at this time. So the path for you at this time is to learn truly who you are and your calling for this time to become the realized gods and goddesses you are. This is not something in the mind. This is in your heart mind. Your heart mind is in control. The mind is not in control. The mind is that voltage of knowledge. And what knowledge is that? Mostly consumed in 3D. But the truth is within all of our heart minds. So relish who you are. You are the light. You are the love. You are the showers. You are the beacons. We have said this many, many times. You are the way, the showers. You are the stewards who will care and nourish and heal Terra. Bringers of this transition of full fifth and above in dimension and knowing. You are the Christ of consciousness, are the angels of light. You are the galactics of light, of love. You are divine. You are full consciousness. Be it. It is now. It is in your words. It is time. There is no more time. And so we shall, as Quasar in her meditation, and I may most likely interpret this for all of us to realize. We are as one, the I Am Christed Presence of love and of light. As you inhale, bring this knowingness into your heart mind centers. Understand fully you are great temples of this love and of this light. You are the beacons. You are call forth this power of the great violet flame given to all of us, as we call us. We are a part of the oneness you are. The full power of Saint Germain's violet flame. That violet flame is here always to assist and to help and to support you, to give you the strength to remove, abolish, and dissolve all of anything that still remains in 3D within you, within us, since we are one now moment to be ridden of all of these things. And you know what they are. It comes in words. It comes in feelings, it comes in understanding, and still being attached. Attached to anything and everything that is in your way of full knowingness of who you are. Time to surrender everything in 3D into the full love and light of your God and goddesses knowingness, that you, that we together are one. We are, have always been the one from source, of source. This is who we are. This is your now moment to realize this fully. So, and it is with our great intention and knowingness to be able to let go and understand that you are these infinite beings of love and of light. We are the Christed I Am Presence. Always, now, and within. Let this reflect outwards, now, in every moment forward, and we know it to be true. Indeed, you are full love and health in abundance. Inhale love, written knowingness of this truth now. And so be it. Stay within this vibrational frequency. And I bid you farewell. You know that we are here together always. Hello, Zaria.
Hello. There was a pause there. I didn't know if you were going to come on or you really wanted me to come on.
I had to take a moment there. Okay, so I will let you've got the board. I mean, I have the board. I'm sorry.
You
we'll
have the
take
board,
over
yes.
Now. All right, thank you.
Oh, okay. Well. All right. I'm going to read a passage from the Tree Talk from Diane Robbins. If you want to get her books, you go to www.DianneRobbins.com and order her books directly from her. That way she gets all the proceeds. This segment was picked out by my father, so I'm going to go ahead and read it to you. We are the tree people, also decked out in our Sunday best of greenery, standing tall and firm in the ground. Although there is much smoke surrounding us here in the state of California, we see through the smoke and it doesn't cloud our vision as it clouds yours. We know you cannot see the mountain from your house or city of Mount Shasta, but we trees that surround you can see it. As you connect more and more to us, you connect more and more to yourself. Connection is the key. And from connecting to us, realms of possibilities open up, taking you into dimensions undreamed of. You connect to us through your heart, and when you do, we immediately feel it and resonate back to you our love, thus completing the circle. We've awaited for you to acknowledge us. And now it is happening. Our lives are very long compared to yours. We live hundreds of thousands of years, if not interfered with. And we remember all that occurs throughout our lives. And we remember every experience and every passerby. Our memories are intact, and we never lose them. We communicate with all of nature, especially the birds who live in our branches and make their homes in our leaves. We are a testing place for them, a place where they can congregate safely and raise their young. Our trees are home to many species, and most could not live without our presence. We are more than you can conceive. Our lives are so intertwined with all life that without us, there would be nothing. For we are your breath of life, the oxygen in which you breathe. Mm. There would be nothing, just barren landscapes devoid of movement, like Mars. Every one of us that you cut down, the closer and closer you come to the barrenness of Mars. Mars was once a lush green planet. Your lives are now filled with the lushness of our growth and our landscape, of our flowers, brushes, and stately forms towering above you. As you look at the horizon and over your fields, you see only green, interspersed with colors of flowers, songs, and birds, and sounds of the streams. Soon these will all disappear if you don't wake up now to our existence as sentient beings and the need for you to care for and preserve our domains. We cannot live under these conditions of warfare where every moment we wonder if we are going to be the next casualty in your unending wars against yourselves and against nature. We never asked to be part of your wars, yet we have been maimed and killed just like humans. Most humans never asked to be part of their wars either. They were just drawn into them by dint of their geographical location. But soon there won't be enough space for all of us to live on. If so much of the land is destroyed and marred by droughts and erosion, even though there isn't a military battle on your land, there is still a battle being fought by the dark forces to deplete your land of nutrients so that your crops don't grow and you can't breathe. The chemicals are taking care of this. And instead of military forces bombing your land, the chemicals are bombing you. These chemtrails are more obscure, and most of you don't recognize them as the culprits killing your land and people because you don't see them. But they are just as real as military sending soldiers to wreak havoc on your land. There is no difference. The only difference is one you can see and recognize, and the other you don't see or refuse to recognize. But the results are the same. The depletion of an insidious destruction of your land so that you can no longer grow your crops on it, and you have to move off your farms. The same applies to the tree farms. We are being sprayed with chemicals too, against the wishes of the farmers. All the organic crops are being sprayed from above, and this is making all of us ill, and all of the crops are becoming unhealthy even to eat. All of Earth is becoming barren and desolate, and soon will look like portions of Mars. Mars used to be lush and green, with raging rivers, oceans, and streams before their technology destroyed them. This is what is happening to you again. You are replaying your lives on Mars. Yes, many of you came from Mars when you destroyed your planet, so here you are doing it again. People, you must rise up and protest this travesty on your homeland and not allow it to continue. Come together and bring your group consciousness into focus and see the earth covered in green, with green clear bodies of water and clean clear air and bright blue skies where you can see forever. We trees are grand indeed, and we do And we know that you are grand beings also, only you don't know it yet. And this is the problem. If you could only see the grandness that each of you are, you would see it in everything and honor everything as a result. So first, you must see yourself in all your grandness, and then see all of nature in the same way. See the earth as a grand being that she is, perfect in form, with all her life forms lit up, reflecting the Creator in their souls. For the Creator is part of all our souls. Yes, we trees have souls too, from the tiny microbe to the largest tree. The size does not matter because the substance is the same. God's consciousness exists in all of us, except for humans who see only themselves as superior to us all. Brain then seeking, rather than seeing God in us all, because you can see the God in us all, you have to see and acknowledge the God in yourselves. Then you will know that all of existence is the Creator in form. This is how Creator expresses itself, in myriad ways, on myriad planets, solar systems, galaxies, and universes. You are not unique here on Earth, you just think you are, because your vision is so limited and your thoughts are so confined to your daily struggle of existence. So take some time off from your struggles and give them a coffee break. And go into nature spots in your area and walk among the trees. But don't step on the flowers. Only admire and bless them. Dip your feet in the streams and bask in the sun and lie on the ground, feeling Mother Nature embrace and caress your weary souls. Souls who have been traveling lifetime after lifetime in search of enlightenment and completion of your karmic path. You can speed up your journey into light by connecting with us on a soul level, so all our souls can make this journey together in hyper time and not at the snail's pace that you have been traveling by trying to do it alone. We are all here together because we are all meant to work together in our common goal of ascending together. But how can we all ascend if you don't even recognize us as your brothers and sisters who live in a different life form? And that's the tree's message to you people.
Beautiful, Soraya. Beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Okay. Well, we're ready now for your father.
You're ready for my father. And then we're going into
ready
writing
for
the questions
message
and answers.
And then and Q&A. Absolutely. We are ready.
My father says no messages. Just get into the questions and answers.
All right. Well, have fun wherever you're going.
I will.
Okay.
He told me to put on my
swimming.
Make sure safety belts are fastened. We're about to take off.
Oh, okay.
So I think I know where I'm going. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Anna waits. Okay. Bye.
Okay. All right. Bye. All right, for those of you that are new, Billy or Zaraya is now left her body, her essence, and Zora is going to be here with us any second. And before Zora begins to talk, I just wanted to let everyone know also that we are going to be having a meditation with Dr. Jerry today, and that's going to be at 4 p.m., and that is Mountain Time. So that's 3 p.m. Pacific Eastern Time, and it will be on Blog Talk. So that can always be replayed. Okay? All right. Very good. So 3 p.m.
Indeed, beloved goddesses and gods and all that. Now let us continue from yesterday. Any questions?
All right. Very good. Okay. Well, welcome, Zora. Thank you for being here
Indeed.
With us today. Okay.
Of course.
All right. So we're going to go with our first person, who is 773, ending in 0410. All right. 773, ending in 0410. You're on the air with Zora.
Hi, Jane. Hi,
Hello.
Zora. And this is Dr. Jan from Chicago, now in Ojai, California. I want to thank you all for all
that
you
do.
Yeah, and we've been tuning in every single week. So this question is more personal. So that's why I thought I would ask for Dad, basically. And the nice thing is he's going to be 94 years old in a couple of weeks, and he's still in a nursing home, and we still can't wait till Jared's celestial chambers are available. But until then, we saw him on Friday. We brought Diane Robinson. He has his own Zora headband, which was great. And it was the first time we were able to sit by his feet, by Dad's feet, because of the, California restrictions. And but we can't touch him. And part of the reason is we're unvaxxed. I'm vaccinated. He's unvaxxed. And therefore, the only ones around him are nurses who are vaxxed. And that's just part of the problem. So I can't do any OMT treatment on him like I would normally would do. So we wanted to know, because something that's developing are new bed sores and discharges and stuff like this. And we wanted to know if possibly Zora could do kind of like a quick mini body scan on him to see what we can do for therapies. I was interested in the nanosoma, but wanted to see what you both thought about that. And then if you wouldn't mind just sending him a healing blast after that. Please.
We could do that together already. Hey,
Thank
Zora,
you.
What do you think?
Indeed. Well, understand, you don't have to necessarily be touching him. All you simply need to do is have a picture of him. And you place the picture between your hands in his presence. And you still tell him to you count from 5 to 1, and you transmit the healing into the picture, into the photo, and you just have him say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. And the magic still happens. So, and the healing still happens. You just have to have a point of contact. And the point of contact would be a photograph of him.
And he can't speak, so we'll just tell him. But he can hear, so he can see. So we can ask him to say it in his mind, while we hold his picture.
Of course. He does not have to say it out loud. But understand that the healing, first off, you want him to be able to speak. So you are going to mention that when you are doing the healing on the photograph or the picture, and you simply say his tongue is loosened and he can speak again.
And he shall. And with the bed sores and such, what can we do now to assist with the nanosoma spray?
Same with that.
Okay.
You cannot touch him. But can you spray upon him?
I'd have to see if we can get his doctor to allow that spray to be on him, because we can't touch him, get close to him. We can't even go inside his unit, which is fine because everybody's back, so we're not.
Yeah. Do you think that will be allowed?
I think it's possible if it's not directly on the bed sore, but around the skin around it, because they already have some kind of ointment or something on it. They probably won't allow it directly on. Yeah, but I don't know how often they would need to spray, because he's 94 and they keep saying his skin is fragile because he's on a G-tube feeding.
Correct.
It's not the best. And it's on.
Oh, he is.
And he's on. Yeah, and he's.
And he's what?
He's also on oxygen, too, which is great.
Already.
Before his Parkinson's. Yeah, so he's been on that. That's what's kept him probably alive for the last 6 years, is that plus supplements. And then the G-tube has high fructose corn syrup solids as a calorie source, and he's allergic to corn, which is another issue.
Sure.
So I'm trying
sure.
to get his, heal his gut. You know, get. I want to start him on collagen peptide and increase his probiotics.
Sure.
But I just thought there's something that needs to be sprayed on him. And yesterday I was so inspired by what Dr. Plesser talked about. So just wanted direction on what more we can do now, because they're getting some strange ideas about Dad that he needs palliative care. And I don't believe so. So we're fighting that too. But because of that, they may allow us to be around him closer without criticizing it, because
that's very, very true. Very, very, very true. Exactly. But that's all dependent also on you, you know, letting go of all the other things.
Yeah, right, exactly, too. And it's just being very present in the now, honestly. Every time we see him, we're with him, totally for him, and sending him love. I mean, that's 24.
Would you like to see what Zora is, to have Zora see what he is desiring?
Yes, okay.
If he cannot see.
Oh, thank you.
Zora? What is his name? What is his name?
His name is John. Yeah, John.
John. All right. So what is John's soul saying at this time of his existence, Zora?
And how be this? How old is this person?
He'll be 94 in 2 weeks, or even in 10 days. A Mother's Day. He'll be 90. May 12th.
Well, he desires ascension.
Oh, okay.
He has lived his resistance, and he is ready to, what you call, ascend to a higher plane. But, of course, that is, of course, his choice. And,
right.
And his contract, so he is drawing near to the end of his contract.
So his contract doesn't involve waiting for the med beds or anything to help assist his body?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
If he desires to stay around and says that to you, then of course there have been certain peoples who have gone against their contract and have extended their existence beyond their contract.
True.
I don't speak names, but Jane knows of one. but anyway, so the choice is strictly up to him.
Right.
And if he does make that decision to ascend to a higher plane, then just to let him know that he has a very young existence awaiting him.
Sure.
Body-wise. So
right.
His fifth-dimensional body is would be termed as in the late teens, early 20s. So,
wow. That's amazing.
Indeed. So you can, if you might to say, speak with him, but, even though he does not speak, but still, you can still speak directly to his soul.
Yes, indeed. And we, yes, thank you. Would that man on someone
ask,
help?
And then you can ask the soul if it is ready to use. And if it is, it will let you know.
True. Thank you very much on that. We're seeing him today through the window. Thank you, Jane.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the nanosoma is an incredible product. Yes, it can be sprayed around. However, it would be better, obviously, if you could spray directly onto the decubitus ulcer that he has, the area that has already broken down. Correct.
I don't
think so, Zora. I don't know if you can or not.
They're open to healing. They may be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, can you say that again?
All right. Just spray it directly on the ulcer.
I know, that would be ideal, wouldn't it?
That would be
well,
the best idea. Right.
It would.
Okay.
Well, thank you both.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Well, we send you our love and him. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So go ahead and put you on mute. And our next caller is 407 ending in 1530. Hello? 1530, you're on the air with Zora. Okay, all right. We will go to the next person. Next person is 614, ending in 5817. 5817, you're on the air with Zora.
Okay,
I'm
here.
This
is Jackie in Ohio.
Okay,
and my question is, my concern is about all of the dates that we've been given for the lockdown and the EBS when we are being enlightened, and I'm supposed to travel from Ohio to North Carolina May 12th, and my family is not on the same page as I just want it to be safe. I don't want to be there when the EBS is going on. And would travel by car be better? I don't know that would work. I'm praying for my family, but they just don't want to listen to me. So I'm praying for them, and
they don't want to listen to you regarding what?
Regarding anything, the COVID,
okay.
The vaccine, politics, pretty much anything, I don't understand.
Correct.
It. But I'm doing the Ho'oponopono also for other family members who are just very, very mean about it. And I just, I'm concerned about am I going to be able to go down to North Carolina then? Is there going to be a shutdown? I just don't know.
Okay, so here I could address a little bit about what you're thinking about. You're talking about the 10 days of darkness, right? Or whatever.
Yes.
The time period in which the EBS is going to go down. I mean the mass media.
Yes.
Is going to go down, and then we have the the one that kind of takes over for that, so that everybody's going to be able to listen to Trump and all of the revelations that it's to be done, right? So in regards to that, it's really that opportunity in which people, the masses are going to be, there will be that disclosure for people. So in regard, because I had already asked Shelton about the 10 days of darkness. Well, I didn't mean that, Mr. S. I'm talking about just generally speaking, the intel that we're hearing is that it is not meant to shock everybody and put people mm-hmm. into fear and afraid of getting out of their houses again. It's really just about gradually letting people know over these 10 days or 12 days about what the truth is. And everybody's been saying that. So, and it, so mm-hmm. as far as you traveling within the United States, you're pretty safe. And people are thinking, oh, yeah, I've got to go to the store because, you know, maybe the stores aren't going to be open, et cetera. No, this is gradual. I mean, it's not safe to be able to put people into alarm. They're already in a frenzy anyways because of the vaccines and COVID, et cetera, et cetera. So, no, it's right. not meant to do that. So, yeah. So if you're in terms of how you're feeling about going, you know, to visit, you know, that is up to you as far as who you feel you are in your strength and in your soul, that this is something that my heart tells me I should do. So it's all about your heart mind, not about what
okay.
the mind is telling you. It's about your heart. Okay.
Okay. Not
and
about
there.
The dates and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. will the airlines be shut down or will that not be an issue? I mean, they talked about that
also. Yeah, right. I mean, they don't want to disturb, you know, the fluidity of what life is about. So they don't see that to be the issue at all. Perhaps maybe as far as outside of the United States, going out of the United States, that could be a concern. But as far as everything else, it should go well. It is time for people to be able to, you, for all of us as light workers, to be around, at least to be able to be there just in case, you know, they're hearing some information all of a sudden, you know, from their TVs or whatever, and that, oh, my goodness, the truth about this and this, you told us this, and I can't believe this, and they're going to be the ones in shock. So just be there to be able
yes,
to
and I will be able to help
through
them.
A phone or whatever. Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
That's why you're here. Okay.
Okay.
All
listen
right.
to my heart.
Okay,
thank
Jackie,
you very much.
You're good.
Thank
you.
You.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. 901 ending in 3451. 3451, you're on the air, Sarah.
This is Troy in Nashville.
Hey, Troy.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Of course.
We can hear you. Are you driving?
Well, it's good. No, there's a lawnmower outside. I was cutting grass.
Okay, yeah, because you kind of sound far away.
Yeah, I'm in the garage now, so I should be able to hear me.
Oh, okay, you're better now. Yes, okay, very good.
Then I forgot my question. No, I...
Zora's here for you.
Oh, there's so many. It's probably got to do with the RV. I know you can't give exact dates, but are we going to be able to get what we need to do our project? And, you know, because they're talking millions of dollars and, you know, we need billions and trillions to be able to do these projects and do them 100 years mm-hmm. down the road. So my question
okay.
is,
all right.
are we getting that?
Well, that's a good question. Good question, Troy.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Zora.
That's something. Oh.
Hey, Zora?
Yes.
Did I lose him?
Yeah. Did you want me to repeat that question for you? From Troy?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So the question
yeah.
really is in regards to the RV and et cetera, the getting the funds, are we going to be able to receive all of the funds we need to accomplish and go through with our projects? Because it's going to take more than a few million dollars. It'll take probably billions, if not trillions. That's the question.
Right. So, yes, you're going to, as we have said before, you're getting the forest, not just a sapling.
Thank you.
Indeed.
You want to expound on that, Zora?
Well, he has the Zimbabwe currency, and the Zimbabwe
yes.
currency, just one of those bills will set you up for life, and I know you have more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Need I say more?
No.
Okay, Troy, good question. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Zora.
Bye-bye.
All right, have a good day. All right, bye-bye. Okay, 352 ending in 3551.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes. This is Bayless.
You're here with Zora.
Yes. Hi. Good
okay,
day.
Mavis.
Yes, thank you. Love you both. I'm guilty of loving you too much. I have a question for Zora. Can you
Go
hear
ahead.
Me?
Of course we hear you.
Oh, thank you. Wonderful. Zora, I have two questions.
No, just one.
First question, or just one, so I have to make a decision. All right.
Which,
all right.
Which one do you wish to ask?
I was speaking to a friend of mine the other day. I'm sort of helping to give some encouragement and to understand all the whatever the realities are. And I mentioned a message that we had received from you some time ago that we are going to have a temporary presidency regarding Joe Biden, then Trump will return, and then he will be there for a short time, and a female will be in the presidency, and the republic will be restored. Well, after I said that, my friend said with such scorn, how can you believe something like that? Don't you realize that that is all fake news? And I said, this message is coming from a higher dimension. And, oh, that was even worse. I was so,
oh, my gosh.
The question, the next question was, well, when is this going to happen? I said, in God's time. Oh, that made the situation worse. I may need to talk to some other friends about this. I may need
what
to help
simply
other
need,
friends.
Just simply
Could
need
you
to,
please
yeah,
expand on that a little more regarding
okay.
timing? And I know you will hesitate to give time. But perhaps
yes.
by now you will have had another perspective on this that you could share so that I am no more in the position of being scorned, even though I am determined to help some other people to resolve the issues and help people to be more mentally stable and less confused.
Well, understand that when this occurs, there shall be no doubt as to the validity of it. So just simply continue sending your love vibrations to them and do not argue with them. because they are set in their ways, and until they hear, see something concrete, as it is so termed, are they going to believe it? So leave it, you have planted the seed, and that's all you need to do. So you have planted the seed, and it's given them food for thought. So let them ponder upon it.
Very good, sir.
That's
okay,
a good point. Yes, I can't ask my other question, which is just all right. Thanks, Zora. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
One question per person.
All right. Thank you, Mavis. We love you.
We are sticking to our plan in Baptist.
We are sticking to our plan.
One.
All right. Okay, here we go. Next question is coming from 678, ending in 9066.
It is I, Jane and Zora. Viv.
We know.
Hello,
we
Vivian.
Know.
How are you?
Namaste. Namaste.
Namaste.
What a wondrous, loving, glorious day it is. Thank you. I had another question, but the email that you sent out, Jane, the last one, it preempted the question, so I have to ask this one. You stated that Q gave us a daily intention that we command Prime Creator to help and support and assist everyone's ascension capabilities. And using the word command, Prime Creator, kind of brought to mind a verse that I was shown a few years ago, and it's Job 22:28, and it says, "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways." That's my question, is, Zora, do we command Prime Creator to do something?
Prime creation, which is the consciousness of all. Well, of course. You're speaking to yourself, actually, right? Because you are part of that consciousness.
To all of us, okay. The creation.
Indeed.
Of course.
Okay. All right. There you go. I was tired, Jane.
Okay, got it, Viv. All right, 509 ending in 5614. Hello, you're on the air with Zora. 5614. Okay, let's go to the next. All right, 661 ending in 0270. 0270, please.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
This is Deb. Can you still hear me? I'm sorry, I had earplugs. My question is, if you plan to post RV, go and move and live by family and friends, and you found out yesterday they've all taken the second COVID, is that like a moot point? Or do you still go and just share whatever time you have with them?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. You are the love.
And continue sending them love.
Will do. Will do. Thank you.
Indeed.
Okay, dear. Okay. We love you. Thank you.
Love you, too.
Okay. All right. All right, here we go. Next person is 901, ending in 1139. Hello?
I have one question for you. Yeah, hi, James Allen again. Shelton was saying that on the RV with the currencies, that no matter how much currencies or how many currencies you have, they're not going to, they don't want to make anybody a billionaire or a trillionaire. And with them saying that, how was people supposed to go ahead and do their humanitarian projects if there ain't enough money on the table?
Okay. All right. So I think, I know Zora had answered this before, but go ahead, Zora.
Repeat the question.
Shelton had said previously that the federal government doesn't want to make people with Zim and other currencies billionaires or trillionaires because for some reason they don't want us to have that privilege, I guess, of being one of those kind of people. But they're not going to give us...
Can I just say...
Well, we should, what's coming to us, we're not going to get it, he says.
Okay. Can I just say something before you answer, Zora? We're not going to mention the S word. We cannot do that on the line. We were on the internet, guys. Yeah. I know, same for me. But no, so I want a disclaimer for this, and we're talking about all of the gurus. All of the gurus are saying this. Okay, so let's just go. Okay, so let's go with that. And Zora, if you will please answer this question.
Understand, this is a blessing for the light workers. Your government cannot stop that. They can rant and rave all they wish, but you have the authority. They do not.
Zora, I can hardly hear you. You're kind of faded out.
Really?
Now you're better.
The volume is maximum.
I don't know what's going on with your speaker, but if you could repeat that again, would be great. Thank you.
All right. I will simply say this, that the... Is that better?
Yes.
Simply say this, that you are the one in control. The government is not. Your blessing is meant for you. You are a light worker. Your blessing is meant for you to help others. And you're going to be able to accomplish that. The government does not have control over the QFS at all. So I can assure you.
There you go.
You will get what you want.
All right. Good answer, Zora. Thank you. Okay. Let's go on to the next. Thank you. Good question. All right. 619, ending in 7260.
Good morning, Jane and Zora. This is Scott in San Diego. And
hello, Scott.
Good morning. My question is for Zora, and it's about the RV. You've been telling us for quite a while now that it's happening, it's rolling out, people are exchanging, et cetera, et cetera. And yet, here we still wait. How much longer are we going to have to wait? Like this month, this year?
Understand, everything, as everything is coming about, it's going to, as we have said before, you already understand that the Admirals Group has already received notification. have you not?
Yeah, I heard you mention something about that. Is this like new, recent,
well,
something new?
Yes, that is new and recent.
Yeah,
that
that isn't just coming from Zora. It's from many intels.
So does that mean we're looking at a couple more weeks or what?
Well, that's one of those trigger points that it has, or one of those events that is part of playing out so that we can be next. There's just a couple of little things right now that have to happen. Well, I know that one of the things that that they are still working on is still helping the whales, as we say, to complete all of their redemption, because they're huge. And what they have, they find, is huge to be able to work with. And then secondarily, we are still also waiting. So that's the main thing, which is, you know about Dubai 1, you know about Dubai 2, and you know about Dubai 3. So 1 is done. We're waiting for Dubai 2, which is us. So that's kind of where we are, and that is also part of when we talk about the Admirals Group, we are talking about all of the big upper levels of people, governments, governmental organizations, and big whales and things like that to complete. And they were expecting that because of the amount that they have, it's just taking a few more days longer. But no big deal, because after that, we're next. We're actually waiting right now for word, and you'll get a lot of that info actually coming from Fleming. Fleming is a good intel, and he doesn't mind that we speak of him and his intel information. And we are absolutely close to it. They're super, 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 super close. Closer than we've ever thought we could be at this point. So yes, my personal feeling is this will be happening. And what they're saying is that there is a completion day in which everything has to roll forward. So and all I can say is that May is a huge month. So Nasara was announced in terms of that being open now, and that was May 1st. So then we're just kind of waiting for the processes of liquidation to complete its cycle out for the tier three, 4A, tier three and 4A. We are 4B. So that's why Zora says, yes, he sees that everything is already liquidating. And we also hear from intel that, lots of intel, that that is true. So that's where we are.
Okay.
And
thank
I believe
you.
That
I'll
to be true.
Then.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Next caller is 541, ending in 9078, you're on the, oops, sorry about that. Let me try that again.
Hello, it's Summer in Oregon. Can you hear me now?
Hi, Summer. Yes,
we can. So my question is, the recent seems to be now moment still warning from both Zora and the Larkness site about this second shot, and what now Zora had led us on a previous call to all ask the galactics to neutralize, if I remember exactly how it was worded, so that
I put it this
cannot
way.
Really affect everybody. the way the dark horse
okay, here.
Ran.
Okay. Hey. Okay. Hey, Zora. So, Summer, Zora is speaking. Okay. So hang in there for a minute. Okay. Go ahead, Zora.
Understand that the anything on the planet regarding such as products and things of this nature are not going to reverse anything. However, when it comes to galactic sources, that is another issue. Coming direct from them. There is a means to what you call rewrite, if you will, the reverse what you call the effects, but it has to be coming directly from the galactics. And so that will not be coming forth until the galactic disclosure is announced.
You mentioned that yesterday, Zora, right?
Yes.
Okay, Summer, you have your answer there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, one question per person. All right, 773, ending in 4172.
Hi, this is Miguel from Chicago.
Hello, Miguel.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment, and also I have a question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Zora is right. It's happening. I don't know if it's Nacera. I don't know if it's the Saint Germain Fund or the Tier 1 to 3.
That is happening.
It is happening.
Yes.
And I'm saying this as a small business owner. They're funding us.
Mm-hmm.
They're slowly funding us. But the difference is they're not using the state anymore. They're using, like, community agencies to send the money to, like, small businesses. So it is happening.
Yeah.
And I understand the I understand the frustrations people are having right now because they want it, you know, like they want it, like us personally. But I know it is happening as a small business owner. That's my my comment and my question is, as we are aware, are being more awakening, and we're taking control of our lives. In cryptocurrency, they're saying Dogecoin is the people's money. Will that be a good thing to do, to put our money into, convert our money into Dogecoin specifically? That's my question.
What
for
is
Zora.
Dogecoin?
It's a cryptocurrency.
What is Dogecoin? It's a cryptocurrency?
Dogecoin is a cryptocurrency. They're saying it's the people's money.
I don't know anything about that. Go ahead, Zora. Sorry.
Are you speaking of Bitcoin?
It's another form of cryptocurrency, like Bitcoin, but they're saying that specifically Dogecoin is the people's money. The people are giving it its value. The people are taking control over their money. It's not going to be a government money. So they're saying, like, Elon Musk is promoting it, and he's saying that this is the people's money.
Understand. Bitcoin is people's money. It is not government.
Exactly. But they're specifically saying Dogecoin, since it doesn't have any value.
Okay.
Like Bitcoin has a value because it's limited. So it's a limited quantity, Bitcoin. But they're saying that Dogecoin is unlimited. They're gonna print that forever. But they're specifically saying it's the people's money. So my question is, should we be converting our U.S. dollars into this cryptocurrency, specifically Dogecoin?
Hmm.
and the people are giving it the value. It does not have anything backing it up. It's just the people are giving it its value.
Can I just say something before Zora? I just want to mention that you had mentioned, I don't know if it was when we were talking privately, in regards to the cryptocurrency and, in terms of, is it part of the cabal or we don't need it anymore? And you said basically that cryptocurrency and everything will become quantum currency.
That's right.
Yes, he did say that.
Okay, so maybe, right. Okay, so
quantum,
that means...
Regardless of what form it takes, is still going to be a quantum currency.
Yes, I understand.
Which means that it is all... Yeah, so it's
so
all gold-backed. What you decide.
Okay. The only thing I'm saying that they're not basing it on any value and any merchandise or anything. They're just saying it's empowering the people to make it its value.
Sure.
That's
okay.
Thank you very much.
I
enjoy your call.
That's a good one. That's good. Okay. Thank you, Miguel.
Okay. Thank you.
Zora?
Indeed.
Did you want to tap a little bit into that in terms of all of the currencies, even including this? When we're talking about, and he's talking about unlimited value,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty quantum right there.
Yes, it is.
So do you see that to be a positive route to go?
But I would say, first off, you may wish to speak with Michael, because he knows all
mm-hmm.
about those currencies.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you do that, Miguel? And then you can let us know what he says. So just go ahead and text Michael Andrews, who was on a call yesterday, text him and text free to his number. And you know who knows his number is? Oh, no, I have his number. Hold on a second. I could tell you right now. All right. Hold on a minute. Let me... Okay, so Michael's number is 954-330-3077. So Miguel, go ahead and text him free to his number, 954-330-3077. Again, it's 3077. So if you do that and just say question, you're not going to text any more than that, and he'll call you back, and then you can go ahead and ask him about the Dodge coin that you were talking about. It'll be interesting what he might have to say about that too. Okay, thank you for your question. Let's go ahead to our next caller, and that ends in... Hold on a second. I'll get there. Hold on a minute. For goodness sakes, let me see. No, we did a bunch of this already. Okay. All right, here we go. Okay, so next person is 619 ending in 6095.
Yes. Hi, Zora. Hi, Jane. It's Lori in San Diego.
Hi, Lori.
Hello to you all. And Jane, before we ended the call yesterday, you started to touch on something with Zora, and this is, I would like to make sure that we talk a little bit more about it. Ted Marr had mentioned it, that as our beloveds take the second vaccine, and I don't know if that's any different from the original ones that people were taking one shot, but the folks that are taking the second vaccine, that as they become ill, that at some point we're going to have to, but it's in our best interest perhaps to create some separation because we could be susceptible to catching diseases and other things from them. And I guess for me, I know at the root of this is to stay out of fear and to stay healthy. But I wanted to find out, Zora, what your thoughts were about that for us so we can really stay out of that place in fear and know when is it time for us to really create physical separation if, in fact, somebody is really sick and they're close to us.
Well, listen, as long as you have a strong immune system, it will not have any effect upon you. So I would say stay with that. Because as long as you, if you can build up their, what you call their immune system, then they will survive. But it's the ones that have a weak constitution or a weak immune system are going to succumb to it. In some cases, what you call some children that have what you call ailments that has taken down their immune system, seniors have partaken of items that have done that, then of course they would be in danger also of ascending.
Excuse me, Zora.
Yes,
Lori, you want to repeat your question? Yeah, Lori, can you repeat that question?
Because that was different. Yes, it
is,
and I appreciate that. So that's really helpful to know that for the person who took the vaccine. I'm thinking about myself, let's say. So if I have family members that have taken it, and if they...
As long as you do not take the vaccine.
And your immune system is high.
Yes.
So
if you do what is termed as eat vegetables and everything and fruit that build up your immune system, then you will be fine. Just stay away from dead foods.
And also, the products that we have recommended are superior products
that we recommend
to help to boost and keep your body good standing with your immune system. The other thing also is that we have to remember who we are. We do have to shield ourselves. We have to shield our aura. Make sure that your aura is fortified with great love to heal and to send love. And you put around you that invincible power of powers, the source, the white light of light, white light. Put that around you. Know that it's there. It's impenetrable. And you are good. Because when you do that and you think that, your vibrational frequency raises for you.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I have.
Okay.
I'm also taking the products. That's great to know, so we don't have to be worrying about fear of being around family. So thank you so much. Love you all.
Okay, sure. Love you too. All right, thank you, Zora, for that. All right, next one is 571, ending in 5608. Hello, 5608.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you there, 5608? All right, let's go on to the next person. The next person, I think, is not from here. I'm not talking about Mars or any place else. Probably abroad, ending in 3476, beginning with 491. 3476, ending in...
Hello, James. Hello, Zora. This is Nayana. I'm calling in from Munich, Germany.
Oh, Nayana, thank you so much for calling. Yes, you know what? I tried to call you. It just wasn't going through. I apologize. Thank you, Nayana, for being here.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I probably didn't check my voicemail. I'm so sorry. I didn't do that.
That's okay.
Yeah, so it's really great talking to both of you. My first time talking to you. Yes, so coming to the question, extending the question from the previous caller, how many percentage of injections out there do you think are placebos? The reason I ask this is, you know, are all the injections out there truly with the poisonous, toxic things that we think, you know, it has, that we know it has, or are there a lot of placebos that are going on around?
What?
Yeah, you know what, guys? You know, I can't believe that hour and a half is already over. I thought that 1 hour was going to be sufficient. Nina? Okay, so here's what we're going to have to do, everybody. I think we're going
to
have
to go a little longer.
Yeah, we will have another call. All right, we're done with the call. We'll have a call. I'll promise we will have a call. I will let you know with probably Wednesday or Thursday, okay, to continue with our Zora call and messages maybe. Yes, okay, so we will do that before Saturday. It'll be either Wednesday or Thursday. So we will see everybody really soon on Dr. Shaw's meditation for those that really want to be able to start their inner work. Be there. It's going to be on Blog Talk. I've got to put that all together now in the next hour or two. So that's a 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 o'clock. And we love you and thank you all for your wonderful questions. And know that we are together in our efforts to be able to heal each other, help heal others, and just to be the love. Okay. Thank you all.
Thanks, Jean. Thanks, Mira.
Okay, Nina. Talk to you soon. Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
call me, Nina. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.